right. So what was the phone call like when you told you were coming up?
It was pretty exciting. I always had my phone on silent, so I always miss calls. So I was getting in my car to go to the poker tournament back in Syracuse. I was about to leave, and I'm like, I'll check my phone here before, and I had a voicemail from him, so I thought it's either good or bad. So I called him right back and told him I was being recalled, and I almost blacked out. I was so excited. It was started shaking, and it was just kind of one of those once in a lifetime feelings when you first call up. It was pretty special.
Who's the first person you called?
I was in my family group chat, so I told my family, and figured I'd text my mom, because if I was on the phone call, I'd probably get my ear screamed off. And then I called my fiance right after, told her, and then once got released, all my buddies and teammates started texting me, so it was pretty cool.
It's been a pretty eventful couple of weeks for you. I know you just got engaged, and now you get your first call up. How do you kind of control all those emotions?
Yeah, it's one of those times where you kind of get everything thrown at you at once. And I was thinking about that yesterday when my friends were texting me. I'm like, I've had a lot of texts lately for congrats for the engagement and the call up. So it's just one of those things where once you get here, you put the emotions aside and just kind of stick to everything that you've been doing to get you here in the first place.
How's the year gone for you? I know you've gotten a lot of playing time down there. You feel your game's coming along?
Yeah, I think it's been a good year, especially for the team, too. We're first in division for, I think, most of the year. So from the start of the year, it's been a good year for our team and for me. It's been a consistent year, which is one of the things I wanted to do going into the season. So I thought, up until this point, it's been a good third half of the year for me and the team.
How much of a difference has it been for you, just either mentally or confidence-wise, in your second or after your first pro year, to be actually getting to settle in a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. It's last year, I think this time, with Vasilevskiy having the blood clot, he came down a lot to play, so I think I had one or two games last December. So from a year ago, it's been a huge jump to get those games and kind of get in there, get your feet under you, and then keep rolling consistency. And that's one of the things for a goalie, is to have those games, and especially when the team's playing well, to gets your confidence up, and you can kind of build off that too.
There's certain parts of your game that are better than they maybe they were last year too, in terms of the way you play certain shots or the way you play the puck or anything like that.
Yeah, I think basically everything about my game has really gotten better. Franz and Davey, the goalie coaches for Tampa and Syracuse, really kind of drilled into me, and I think after last year I had to have a good summer coming in this year to have a good start and kind of establish myself, because it's a contract year. Obviously that always weighs in on you. So for me, it's been a huge jump. Everything from being calm, controlled, to puck playing, to depth, everything kind of had to get better, and it was a big summer for working on all that.
Has the coaching staff or anybody talked to you about expectations, what they want to see out of you while you're here?
No, the only one who has is Franz, kind of saying keep to the structure that we've been working on. We've had a game plan since last spring when I was here black acing with the team, and just building on that. And now that I'm here, is sticking to that structure, because that was one of the reasons what has led me to have a consistent year this year down in Syracuse. So that's pretty much it. Whether it's playing time or whatnot, I haven't heard anything about that.
Were you expecting a call up? Are you surprised? I mean, I know you said you kind of blacked out at the time when you found out, but in terms of just with the injury to Bishop, I'm sure there was some question whether it was Levskis that you came up or whichever else like that.
Yeah, it was about, I think, 3-4 weeks originally, and with Vasilevskiy getting a lot of playing time up here, I thought, maybe they have me and Gudlevsky's play, because it's tough to have a goalie sit for a full month, so I thought maybe there'd be a chance. But as a couple weeks gone by, I thought maybe I'd be in Syracuse, so it was a pretty special feeling getting that call and getting your first call up. I mean, it's an honor. It's a privilege to be in this league, and I definitely don't take that for granted.
Adam, all six members of the draft class of 2011 now have reached the National Hockey League. This is very rare that happens. This group, do you have any reaction? You become the sixth, and that includes Cooch, that includes Palat. There's quite a group in there, I think. Cedric Paquette, is that right, in that 2011 class?
Yeah, and it was just me and Pekka, the last two, was actually my roommate in Syracuse, and then he got called up. And on the TV, the one night we were watching the game, and they had all our draft class, and I was the only one. I'm like, I got to get up there, otherwise I'll be the anchor for the draft class. So it was it's pretty cool. It was obviously a special draft class that year, and I still remember that day getting drafted by the Lightning and meeting Steve, and it was just kind of all those emotions and memories kind of came back to me yesterday when I got that call.
Well, the reports have been very good, though. I recall we put that graphic up, but they were very good that you've had a very successful year. It's been a good year for you there.
Yeah, it's been a really good year. And I think even win-wise, we were 18-9, and it's been – I think I passed my wins from last year like a month into the season. So it's definitely been a good year for us. And I think especially coming down the stretch here in mid-January, February, you kind of get that long part of the season, especially up north where it's cold. It's tough to, you know, put together a stretch of games and practices and keep in it. And I think we put together a good start of the year so we can go into this mid-season, you know, positive.
Thank you.
Yes, Adam.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.